Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. People in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast and on video is Andrew Webb, CEO of Extruded Pharmaceuticals. Andrew, thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Justin. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, brand new company about the list, very exciting technology, and we'll get into that in a bit if you explain to me how it works. But first of all, give us an overview of Extruded Pharmaceuticals. What does the company do, Andrew?
Well, EPL is a pharmaceutical company, as you imagine. We're focused on drug delivery, specifically improving the delivery of chemotherapy drugs to solid tumours. And this is the idea being to improve the effectiveness of the drug and, importantly, improve outcomes for patients. The technology we have enables chemotherapy drugs to be delivered locally at the site of the tumour. And this is the key difference. Today, most drugs are given either intravenously or by mouth as a tablet. Local delivery is really important. It ensures the drug gets to where it needs to be. And also, importantly, we can use a lower quantity of drug. And this is key then, because we could hopefully reduce the adverse side effects that is so common with chemotherapy. Yeah. So what we've done, we've developed a technology called Chemoseed. It enables controlled release, so the drug is active for the tumour site for probably anything between a week and a month. And this is a significant difference in what we can achieve here. Drug delivery has an attractive profile as a business as well compared to drug discovery. So from a product development perspective, you know, we're improving the delivery of drugs that have already been had regulatory approval and clearly de-risking and expediting the program overall. So what we're doing, we have a lead program and that's focused on brain tumor. Not many people are aware, brain tumor is the leading cause of cancer in young children and adults under the age of 40. And so it really is important. There's probably up to maybe 16,000 cases a year in the UK. And typically, certainly in the high-grade glioma indications, such as most severe being glioblastoma, you know, life expectancy really is 12 to 15 months. So what we're doing with our technology, we wanted to deliver the current chemotherapy drugs. We're using and use irinotecan. It's a well-known, well-understood drug. It's still used in first line in bowel cancer. And our objective clearly is to improve the outcome for patients and in terms of the drug's effectiveness.
Yeah. So, okay. So we'll get a bit more into that, but a very targeted sort of delivery system. Okay. And tell us about yourself, Andrew. I mean, I've not spoken to you before. Tell us, how you come, you know, from where you are, what you've been doing and how you come to be here right today.
Yeah. Thanks for your interest. Well, I've been in life science, healthcare for well over 30 years. My career, I go back to being a research scientist at what is now GlaxoSmithKline. Back in the day. So after a good few years in preclinical research, I then decided my interest really was on the business side. So I moved into commercial with GE Healthcare. And my subsequent career took on a more entrepreneurial and investment type role. My first startup I was involved in was, I was commercial director at DXS. We're a Manchester-based diagnostic company in the field of what we call personalized healthcare. And again, it was in the oncology space. That company we ran for some 8.5 years. We sold to Qiagen for $80 million. Our lead investor made 13 times their investment. But what was that part of my career gave was really exciting, because I then had a first experience of working with in glioblastoma. And so I was particularly excited. Now, when I got the opportunity to work with Extruded, it was, knowing how devastating brain cancer is. And there's been no improvements in the standard of care for decades. You know, our current clinical protocol was established probably back in 2005, and no progress has been made since. So we really have, we have a robust rationale now with Chemoseed, the technology, to improve patient outcomes. So this transaction has been lined up with Amur Minerals. It doesn't require a placement. There's sufficient funding there to take us through to clinical trials. And that is a really special position to be in.
Yeah, absolutely. And so this is very interesting. So the technology is called Chemoseed, and it sort of suggests what it sort of does. But explain a bit more about it, how it works then.
Chemoseed was the invention of our chief scientist, Dr. Chris McConville. Chris is an associate professor at the University of Birmingham. Chris's background and track record is amazing. His expertise is in drug formulation and delivery. But importantly, in translational research, his passion is to take really great technologies out of research and through it into patients and into commercialization. So he came up with Chemoseed, probably some years back, probably 2016. Chemoseed is actually a small, tiny polymer rod. It's about the size of a grain of rice, and it's made from a biocompatible and biodegradable polymer, which is already widely used in medical applications. What is unique here is each Chemoseed carries the drug. It's incorporated into it, and it can dispense the drug over on a controlled basis over a period of probably some 7 to 35 days. This is clearly is unique. We have a far number of patents across key jurisdictions, obviously in order to protect the intellectual property. But in terms of in the short term, Chris has done a lot of work in preclinical. We've got an animal model with no tumor recurrence at 148 days. And this indication has already been carried out in the clinic. So Chris undertook a phase one study using the drug irinotecan in glioblastoma patients. It was a drug eluting bead. It was a precursor to Chemoseed, but it did demonstrate safe and efficacious use, and that was really important. So now we're fully aligned now to move into phase two, and clinical trials are next. And this is, we do see as a key inflection point for the value of the business.
Yeah. So can you explain currently, because there's a company listed that does a sort of similar thing, I think. I'm not an expert in this field. But currently, standard care for this kind of cancer is what? It's just courses of chemotherapy or taking pills? Or what happens?
The standard care, is been unchanged for many years. It initially starts with a surgical intervention. So they surgically remove the tumour. Mm-hmm. A lot of the problems that you get with it is because the buildup of pressure in the brain, so that's removed. And at that point, then the patient then will have a bit of recovery, and they've gone to a course of chemotherapy and radiotherapy. And that is the core protocol at this point.
Yeah, yeah. And so just explain then, so the advantages of Chemoseed is what compared to that?
Well, what we do is once the tumour's been removed, the patient, sadly, because of the operation takes place in the brain, it's not possible to remove all of the tumour tissue. There'll always be a residual amount, and that can be visualised through the surgery. So what happened? We've been working closely with the neurosurgeons at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital in Birmingham, and it means that the seeds can be implanted, chemoseed can be implanted into that residual tumour margin, where those residual cells are. And before the patient's closed up, that residual margin is already being treated and will be for a sustained period. And that really is what's key here. So we're moving into a clinical trial. The Queen Elizabeth Hospital is running the Tesagel brain matrix trial. And that's the next step, because we're working with them. We've been approved to enter the trial, and it will be a phase two, and it will be a registration trial. And that can take us through to commercialization. Wow. Our plans are, and the funding we will secure, through this transaction could take us through to a 50-patient study hopefully by the end of next year.
Yeah. Well, there's another company I know I'm aware of that's listed. I don't know if you're aware of Avacta. But they do, I'm assuming, I'm no expert, but it's a similar kind of targeted, they call it the precision platform, and it's talking about sort of a warhead delivery system. I mean, are you aware of those? Is it any parallels we can draw with this? Is it similar to that or different in any way?
I can't say I know Avacta well. I know of them. I think they have a neat technology. They're also aligned in the fact is where, you know, targeting tumors and in a way that you can avoid the systemic side effects of chemotherapy. And I think what they've created is a smart molecule. I think the key difference is from our side, we're taking a known drug. It's well understood, it's trusted, it's still valued as a chemotherapeutic. And we're taking it and formulating it so we can deliver it directly into the tumour. And I think that's probably the key difference from our side. But there are some parallels. I think targeted therapies are certainly the future in oncology.
Yeah, yeah. So that's very interesting there, because you say you're obviously taking a drug that's safe and efficacious there, and you're using that and putting it in with your delivery system, which is very targeted and can carry on working for days, months, weeks after it's implanted. Yeah. So that's very interesting. Okay. So what's, just explain then. So you did mention it there, but where are you now and what's the next steps in the development process of this?
Next steps in the development is that we're looking to take this through it's a clinical trial is absolutely where we're going, and that's why the transaction is so important to us. So we can the studies will probably take 2 years, and we can have line of sight of under what is termed orphan drug. We can get an expedited review with the MHRA. So what we need to do next, and this is the key step, I guess, for the remainder of this year, is to file a clinical trial application. We've got a really great data set in preclinical. We've been in discussion with the regulators, but we need a clinical trial application requires to be submitted. At that point, we'll be seeking the support of the MHRA to begin clinical trials. Right. Ideally, we could be in treating patients by the end of next year. So the clinical trial application will be filed this year, and we hope to have an answer by the end of this year from the regulators.
Yeah, wow. And so like I said, you're not currently listed. It's an RTO involving AMA Minerals. Well, I know quite well. I used to interview the CEO there. So explain the process here and when you're hoping to be listed. When can people invest in Extruded?
Yeah. So at the moment, AMA Minerals is a cash shell on AIM. They've sold their assets, so there's some residual funding within there. So we introduced them. We met and agreed a way forward back in January. We signed heads of terms at the end of the month. Last week, we signed the share purchase agreement to progress this forward. Given it's a cash shell, it does clearly we need to respect the current AMA shareholders. It will be their decision. And they'll have an opportunity to vote, hopefully to support the transaction, the acquisition, on the 29th of May. Yeah. So all been well with their support. The shares number will be renamed Chrism Therapeutics Corporation. And our shares should be trading by the end of the month.
Yeah. Well, do you know what? AMA Minerals, it's a very exciting technology here. And also, it can benefit so many people, outside the investing world in real world situations. So take us through then. All knows, the cancer, there's so many people around the world suffer cancer. I don't know what the stats are, but there's a 1 in 3, 1 in 2 people will suffer from cancer throughout their life. So we know it's a huge market. It's a big problem. And, one of the biggest areas of investment in the medical world. So, but what's the long-term potential for Extruded Pharmaceuticals?
So we've got certainly, as you imagine, we've got high hopes for the technology. We see it as a platform drug delivery company. So brain tumour is our first indication. So, but it's amenable to a wide range of drugs to be delivered locally. And we have experienced this. At the moment, in order to get a rapid route through to commercialisation, an existing approved drug such as irinotecan is a good and a rapid way forward. We have done work on other novel targeted therapies as well in our recent past. But we can also add in additional drugs. We don't need to do chemoseed with a single drug. We can add other drugs to it. Chemotherapy is often delivered in combination. But brain cancer clearly is our focus. That's what we need to deliver on in the first instance. But other solid tumours really should also be amenable to the technology. And here we're thinking pancreatic, which is a challenging indication, but also breast, prostate and bladder are others that we believe will be suitable. But we need to remain focused. You know, the funding we're going to have, we need to get into this phase two trial. You know, the opportunity is significant. You know, from the health economic analysis we've had done, the market for UK, Europe and the US is probably some £1.7 billion. And, you know, I feel we're well placed to make a difference. And, you know, and commercially, I think there's, you know, hoping we're going to garner some interest. We can commercialize ourselves. I think there's clearly opportunities for co-marketing with a pharma partner and also to license the technology. And that's gives you a lot of reason to be optimistic.
Yeah. No, that's very exciting. I was just thinking there, you were saying that chemoseed can be used in other parts of the body. And I was thinking, yeah, with the same drug on different cancers, different parts of the body. But then you say it can be used for all different kinds of drugs and even combinations of drugs. That's yes. A huge optionality there, isn't it?
It is. But our plan is that the revenues from the brain tumour indication will then start to build that development infrastructure, which is what we're needing to achieve in the short to medium term.
Yeah. Well, I've got in my head a little thing the size of a rice grain, and literally it's a delivery system, and sort of have to remember that. So, like I said, what you put through that system is a multitude of options, and what you're trying to cure, again, a multitude of options.
Yeah, the direction we've had from the neurosurgeons at the Queen Elizabeth, you know, it is readily deliverable. You know, one of the questions is they've worked on us. We're already building a clinical protocol. How do you actually insert these seeds during the surgical procedure? And you know, there's a limited time window in which to do so. And actually, we have a methodology and a protocol in development now to do that. So, and what we can do in the brain will absolutely be amenable to other solid tumours. That's the amazing, just the scope we have here, I think, is remarkable. But you know, that's
the way.
We've got some short term priorities. Yeah. You know, I'm very clear. We need to deliver on.
Yeah, exactly. Prove that out, and then of course the potential is massive going forward. Andrew, thank you very much for coming on. It's very exciting, and you know, good luck with the listing, and hopefully we'll catch up in the not too distant future. Thank you very much.
No, I look forward to it, Justin. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and I look forward to giving you an update as we move forward.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. People in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.